Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, I've got a bit of a gift for you today. It's a kind of a gift for everyone from my 13-year-old self.
Wow.
Because as I've told you over the last couple of weeks, my mum and dad have been cleaning out.
They've been erasing the memory of their children.
Yep. Cleaning out the garage, getting to all the like little knickknacks.
Yeah.
And they've kind of said to us all like, hey, we're going to slowly start bringing you stuff. You do with it what you will. Yeah, you want to keep it?
Yeah.
You keep it. You want to throw it? You throw it. I'm not keeping it at our house anymore.
You've been quite cutthroat, which has been surprising.
I have been. But today I went this morning because they brought me a box last night of my old school things.
Oh, God.
And within it was like...
This might be the most embarrassing like, storage box of all time.
I had like all of my old like school reports.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of like achievement awards.
And for context, like you were a different beast in school.
I was.
You were like this little goody two shoes.
Well, I really thought that I was a good student, but I found evidence to the contrary.
I mean, no offense. When you told me you were like this really good student and you would get all these good reports, I was like, man, it really dropped off after school.
I was sifting through the box today and I found this gem, Tim.
Okay. What's this?
My first ever resume.
Wow. 2004.
Do you love that I put the date? I wrote it, which you don't put on a resume.
No, but you got to remember, the person in your school teaching you how to make resumes probably told you to do this.
So the date reads 30th of November, 2004. So I was 13, right?
21 years ago.
So getting ready to go and put out. So this resume would have got me my first job at Sophia's Family Restaurant, which was a Italian restaurant.
Lovely.
And I just want to go through some of it.
What are some of the achievements here?
Clearly, I didn't have any work experience.
This is the thing when you do trying to get your first job. It's like, what was your achievements? I finished year 9.
I just want to flag that it's 3 pages long.
Wow, my current resume, and I've been working in radio for over 10 years, is not that long.
My current resume is 1 page. 3 pages more than 10 years ago. So I've put... primary education, secondary education.
Nice. We got through A and B.
Yep. I've been to primary school, currently doing high school. Tick. Extracurricular activities.
Oh, so things you like to do.
Yep.
Okay.
Sport involvement. No specific sports, just sport involvement.
Just get me in the team.
Lead role in school musical.
Yeah.
Didn't specify what it was or when it was, but it was my grade 6 year.
No follow-up questions,
please. Speech at open night. What? So I was obviously asked to do a speech at some open night for the school. Thought it was good enough to put on the resume. And then I've gone to list my school subjects.
Oh, that you're currently studying.
Like, you know, because maybe it's an outdoor store that I'm applying for. So they need to know that I'm doing, you know, health and science studies.
Sure.
So I've listed, that's the whole front page.
German, music, science. Yeah. Nice.
See, it's also in like size 18 font.
It's huge. Times Roman Newman.
I guess like younger Jess wanted to really make an impact. So
pad it out. Like if you pad it out with sizing, that's how you get the 3
pages.
So then
I went with school work experience, right? So school leadership. I was a buddy to preps. We all were, Jessica.
Looked after a 6-year-old.
We all were. I helped on grade 6 orientation day last year. So that's a good one. That employers would definitely understand. Work history. Helped out at cleaning supply shop. My parents owned the cleaning supply shop.
I mean, yeah. Child labor is still labor.
Again, I haven't listed what it was.
No, just helping.
Just I helped at a cleaning supply shop somewhere in the ether. Yeah. Under work skills, I've put nothing.
I mean, honest.
But I've added work skills and then I've left it blank.
Fair enough.
Computer skills. Are you ready for this? Word processing.
Wow.
Microsoft Word. Microsoft PowerPoint.
Good.
Microsoft Publisher. Jessica, you didn't even know what Publisher does now.
I use Publisher. I didn't use Word when I was in school growing up. I used Publisher for some reason. And they would be like, can you use Word? And I go, no, I actually have to use Publisher on this. I'm sorry.
I've also put hobbies, sports, and interests.
That's nice.
Playing on the computer. The internet. Just the internet. As my hobby.
It was pretty big. It was getting big in 2004.
You'll love this one. Cows. Why have I put cows?
Maybe, I reckon that's what got you over the line. That's how it got you the job. They were like, well, we serve steak and veal.
Mm-hmm.
So this is it. The girl likes it. Get her a job in the family restaurant.
My referees were just all of my teachers.
No, that's
again,
nice.
No phone
Imagine
number.
Getting a phone call. Like, you're a teacher. You get a phone call from someone working at some family restaurant. They're like, yeah, like, you're a reference for, like, one Jessica Pantu. And
yeah.
Oh, that girl won't stop talking in science.
It says here she's sociable, honest, outgoing, friendly.
Yeah.
I wrote that about myself. Oh, personal characteristics.
Have you been using that to continue in your working life? Because that's still pretty accurate.
Oh, it's pretty accurate.
The only thing that's changed is I don't think you talk about cows much anymore.
It's so true.
It's so sad.
I was really into cows.
I'll have that actually. That's a gift for me. Jess and Tim. Oh wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess. I might be totally off here, but there's an unspoken law about walking on the footpath, right?
What do you mean?
Stick to the left.
Like an escalator.
Yeah, like an escalator or like the road. Like right. Cars drive on the left-hand side of the road. So when you're walking, we keep the same theory there so that there's not like, you know, tomfoolery.
Yeah. I just walk and people get out of my way.
Yeah, I know. I know that's how you live your life because I know that you drive in the right-hand lane. double lane roads, even though...
Why have it there if we can't use it, Tim? That's what I'm saying. Why
is it your natural... It's like you gravitate naturally. You go, this is the safe spot.
Yep.
When the left is the safe spot. And there's... I don't know. They should do a sign where it says, like, I don't know, keep left unless overtaking. I feel like that wording...
That would be very helpful, actually,
would be helpful. But I go for a lot of walks where I live in Armstrong Creek. Mm-hmm. This morning on my walk to daycare with my son, there was a couple of instances, and I was like... I felt like saying, like, come on, we're all better. Like, we know.
Keep left and less overtaking, please.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not like it's oncoming traffic, foot traffic as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, if I'm on the left and you're on the left, it's just going to be seamless, you know?
Right.
And like if people are riding bikes, if people are pushing prams, people are doing all these things, stick to your side. Or like obviously if there's no one around, that's when you can just go absolutely crazy, walk wherever you want. But when someone starts heading towards you, you go to your natural, safe left side.
You were getting a little bit frustrated every now and then. We'd go out for a bit of a picnic outdoors.
I work with a group of monkeys. Group of monkeys. Four wide walking down Marrable Street, blocking it off. There was this poor...
Marrable Street is pretty wide.
There was, and that's why I was also equally surprised that there
were
three people trying to get around you, but then no one was paying attention, walking four wide, just enough gap.
I was fighting for my life on the slight incline, all right? Not thinking about, should I stick to the left?
Literally, there was this bloke walking behind you. Because I was walking behind because I was like, these animals. what is this? Is this like the Hakka in New Zealand where they all line up to intimidate? That's what it felt like. And this bloke's like... And he
should have walked faster.
Tried like five. It's not about speed. He had nowhere to go because he was either going to walk into the wall for the car park at Westfield or onto physical Moorable Street.
Yeah.
But that I just think, and I was like, let everyone, you're on the left-hand side of the footpath, please. Can we all please get onto the left-hand side of the footpath?
You're so fun to be around.
At least I'm fun to get around. You know what I mean? I'm fun to literally walk around because I'm respecting the rules.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do a phone thing, 52232955. Do you stick to the left on the footpath?
Right.
What do we call it a footpath in Australia? It's not a sidewalk. That's
it's not
American.
A sidewalk. No, it's footpath.
Okay, footpath.
Yeah.
You've got to... Is it an unspoken rule to keep to the left on the footpath?
I think you're way overthinking it.
I think you're not thinking about it. That's the problem. You're living in little Jess fairyland, and those fairies are dumb and not paying attention.
Wow. It's very targeted.
You're the example of what I'm using, of someone who's oblivious to their surroundings when they're walking, driving, working, going to the shops.
Okay.
And it's the same. It's same with supermarket aisles.
Yes.
You know?
Like supermarket aisles, you need both sides of the aisle.
I actually think humans should be banned from supermarket aisles. Okay. There should be an attendant in each thing and you go, I'd like Grey Vox, please. And they go and get it.
No, that seems really efficient.
it would take, hey, more jobs. I'm creating more jobs.
That's how you do it.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Is there an unspoken law? Do we stay to the left on the footpath? If you're walking and there's no one around you, man, do zigzags for all I care. Do a cartwheel, do a backflip, walk on the grass right next to it. But when people are approaching, we all just, if we go to the left, then there's that, you avoid that. Mm-hmm. Are you going to, good morning.
Or just motor through.
Yeah. Bowl over oldies. That's Jess's thoughts on this. Abby in Grovedale. Do you think it's an unspoken rule? Because what we're asking on the phones today, you got to gravitate towards the left on the footpath, like the roads.
100%. 100%. I am usually walking on the footpath with a pram, and I always stick to the left because, you know, that's just what you do in Australia. You stick to the left. All the signs say keep left. Jessie, so why wouldn't you do it on the footpath?
Yeah, Jessie, you're not Australian.
Apparently not.
You don't like Vegemite.
Nope.
You don't want to walk on the left of the footpaths.
I don't mind walking on the left. I just don't tell me where to walk, you know?
All right. Okay, this is what's...
I'll walk where I want to walk, and maybe that's the left side of the footpath, but I won't be pigeonholed into the left side.
Are you more likely, Jess, to say if someone's walking towards you, mm-hmm. would you go onto, like, the grass to let them go? Say if there's a couple of people, or where you're like, no, I'm straight barreling here,
yep.
They need to go around me.
100% straight baller.
So you're not considering others, is what you're saying?
Oh, no. Like, I'll consider them. I'll be like, wow, this person will move in a second when I come barreling through.
That is very considerate, don't you think, Abby?
Oh, I mean, it's not nice, but I think keeping to the left, I think it's definitely an unspoken rule for sure.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
I mean, you guys can think that's fine. Yeah. Everyone has the right to their own opinion. As I have the right to walk wherever I like.
Yeah, and not listen to anybody. Or plain logic, Abby, unfortunately, I think we might as well be talking to a brick wall. But thank you very much for your call.
All good. You should have brought it up on a Thursday and it would have been Laura across the Bellarinum Thursday.
That's so true.
I think Jess, unfortunately, has been ignoring the courtroom for years, Abby, but I understand where you're coming
from.
It's
not true. I brush my teeth in the shower now.
As you should, and we all should.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
With everything going on in Brisbane, Sunny Coast, mm-hmm. Northern New South Wales at the moment, it's pretty serious stuff.
Yes.
You would say. I know that a lot of it started earlier this week, all to do with the footy game that was meant to take place last night. Obviously, Cats fans here in Geelong scheduled to play against Brizzy, all these kind of things.
I feel like as Cyclone Alfred gets closer to him, people are taking it a little more seriously.
I've seen some things online on my Instagram, and I'm sure it's popping up maybe on other people's feeds on their TikTok or, you know, the YouTube shorts.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very serious, unserious generation of Australians that are online at the moment. I've seen some very weird stuff. It's like the, get ready with me for the cyclone in Brisbane. Like, here's my day sandbagging my house.
Oh, my God.
You know, we went to Bunnings, we got our sandbags, and I had to get it juicy on the way, of course.
I thought you were going to tell us about the, have you seen the Facebook group that's been going around?
This is what I want to talk about. This is the epitome. This is
so
exactly why this is an unserious generation. Hopefully we're talking about the same one.
Mm.
I believe it's a Facebook group where people want to gather in the Brisbane area along the coast, all take a big breath in and blow out at the same time to blow away Cyclone Alfred.
I think the group is called Blow Away Cyclone Alfred.
So it's like literally, it'd be like, millions of people along the beach as it starts to approach.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll definitely work.
Yes, that's...
I feel like, just hear me out here, Cyclone might have a little more oomph about it.
I understand, like, from a bare bones, you go, all right, well, if there was technically millions of people and they all blew a breath, that would cause quite a, like, a, you know... Bit of a gusto the other way, but it's only going to create it for about a meter in front of your face,
if that.
It's not like we're all storing it into a giant gun and then going and shooting it all out. Like that I could see.
I feel like even then.
Exactly. If that's what we're doing, if what we are resorting to.
Yeah. Just stay in your home. That's
stay in your home.
Stay in your
house. Stop making TikToks.
Yeah.
Don't gather on the beach to blow away Cyclone
Alfred. I saw one
Alfred.
This morning that was like, our gym was closed yesterday, but today they've reopened. So we're going to the gym. Come to the gym with me. It's like, babe, there's a cyclone on the way. Stay home.
Even now I've seen people, because it was expected to hit landfall between Thursday morning and this morning, and now it's been delayed. And people are like, hurry up.
Where is she?
Get it over and done with. It's a very unserious generation. The Facebook group, that's the bottom.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line for me. So...
Hopefully no one takes it seriously.
I want Zuckerberg to come back and get rid of Facebook in Australia. Those were the good old days.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.